All right, we're all here. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, help us as we look at these very important topics in class this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right, we're on now. Go to the beginning of our table of contents. I always like to go that. That would be, let's see where we are. What Roman numeral is that? Roman numeral 5, is it? Roman numeral 4, maybe Roman numeral 4. After Roman, that's the third class. So begin on page number, Roman numeral 4.
We'll start from page 7.
Well, I mean, we start on for the table of contents. Go to table of contents first. See, Roman numeral 4. Yeah, Roman numeral 4. You see where that is?
Yeah.
We like to say what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to talk about the command, the separation under God's ways.
就是第一、第二，讲到这个命令，要分别。First,
some of the scriptures are listed.
就是关于这些经文。We
went over some of the Leviticus 4:18.
就是利未记18章。
We'll talk about Deuteronomy chapter 4.
会从那个生命记。
Joshua 1:8.
撒下22:23节。 2 Kings 23:3。 1 Kings 28:8。 还有带上28章。 Separation
regarding days.
就是关于这些日期。
Sabbath days.
就是讲到安息日,
and feast days,
整个守节期的日期,
day of Jubilee,
还有那个喜年,
separation regarding diet,
关于这个饮食,
we have general restrictions,
有一些那个, 有一些规则, 据说有一些限制,
eating the blood is forbidden,
据说不能吃那个有,
and special cases regarding separation and diet.
讲到有分别，这个有一些特别的情况案件。
Separation regarding property.
讲到那个财产的这些分别。
Property separated under the Lord.
据说有一些那个财产地块要分别过去。
Separation of land to the tribes.
据说要给这些支派的这些地。
Levitical cities and cities of refuge.
讲到这个利未记的这个城市跟这个逃城的事情。
Separation regarding disease and sanitation.
讲到这些疾病跟这些的那个洁净的这些规则。
Separating regarding leprosy.
讲到得到麻风的这个分别。
Separating regarding issues.
关于一些的流血的事情。
Separating regarding corpses and dead people.
讲到尸体。
Separation regarding miscellaneous customs.
讲到一些其他的风俗习惯。
Separation regarding mixed animals.
关于这些动物。
Separation regarding mixed seed.
就是讲到这个混。
Separation regarding mixed garments.
跟这些衣服。
Okay, let's go to our section.
我们看到我们的讲义第七页。
I think it's the top of page 7. Top of page 7.
第七页的上面。
Command for separation under God's ways.
据说这个要针对上帝的话语，要归向上帝的话语的分别。
Do you have any questions before we begin?
我们还没有开始，有什么问题？
All right. Some of the scriptures listed separation under God's ways.
这些的命令呢，有这些的经节，就是归于上帝的话语。
It means separation to God's word and his ways over against keeping of the Canaanite statutes.
据说这个命令呢，要顺从上帝的那个话语，那么有分别。据说跟 不要顺从这些迦南人他们的这些规则。那么在圣经中很清楚的教导。
You see the many verses that are listed. We don't go into all of them.
有这些列下来的这些经文。
But we do mention Leviticus 18, 4 and 5.
我们会特别提到是那个利未记十八章四到五节。
Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein.
第四节，你们要遵守我的诫章，守我的律例。
I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments.
凡事而行，我是耶和华你的神。
Which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord.
所以你们要守我的律例诫章。
Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments.Shall not commit any of these abominations. God expects us to walk with Him and for Him in His words.
据说上帝对我们的期望哈，据说我们能顺从他的教导，按照这个圣经的话语的教导。
Just as He expected the Israelites to walk with Him and do His words.
据说对这些犹太人呢，他有这样的要求。
And separation unto the Lord.
据说要顺从上帝的话语分别出
来。Deuteronomy 4, verse 2 and 9.
申命记的第四章第二跟第九节。
Now, these verses warn us against the modern versions, whether it's in English or whether it's in Chinese or Japanese or whatever.
据说从申命记四章二节到九节，圣经的这样的教导，无论是哪种语言。
He said, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you."
第二节，四章第二节说，你们的话不可加添。
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
也不可删减，叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，耶和华你们神的命
令。Don't add, don't take away.
不要加，不要减少。
New versions in English, for example, as in Chinese, have added many verses and many words.
无论是在英文的圣经或是中文的圣经啊，有加减一些的。
They subtracted many words.
有删除一些的字。
This, for instance, applies to the New International Version, the New American Standard Version, the English Standard Version.
就是那个在英文的圣经国际版或是这个其他的版本。
The Revised Standard Version, many versions.
我是那个标准版。
And God says, don't add or don't take away.
上帝说不能加添，也不能减少。
He wants us to keep His words exactly as He's given.
要我们完全的保守这上帝的话。
And I believe in the English language, our King James Bible has followed this completely.
那么的钦定本呢，确实有遵从这样的原则。
King James Bible is translated from the proper Hebrew, the proper Aramaic, the proper Greek words.
因为那个钦定本呢，是从那个原文的那些那个字哈，字义的把它写出来，翻译出来。
It's translated accurately.
它翻译的方法是正确的。
It does not add, it does not subtract.
也没有加，也没有减少。
And we call it the one we published, the defined.King James Bible.
就是好像英文的他们有出版的那个 Defined Bible.
Uncommon words are defined.
据说那些比较不通用的这些字句，他还把它有定。
So the people can understand the words, even though they were written in 1611.
虽然是在一六几年的时代，十六世纪中写的这个钦定本。
About 600 or a few more words that are.Not the same as what we understand today.
据说差不多有六百个字是我们现代的人说不明白的这些字。
So rather than the go to an English version that adds to the words or subtracts from the words,
据说没有去加添或是减少。
We encourage people to stay with the King James Bible that does not add, does not subtract.
那么因为钦定本没有加或是加添或是减少。
And we've defined those words in order for people to continue to keep.
就要保持这个钦定本啊，这个 King James。那么有不同不明白的那些字，他已经有设下这些的定义。
Getting back to Deuteronomy 4, verse 2.
就是回去这个申命记第四章第二节所说的。
Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently.
第九节，
lest thou forget the things that thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. But how can you teach them to your sons' sons if you don't have the words of God?
如果你没有上帝的话，你怎么样传给你的子子孙孙呢？
If words have been added or subtracted,
或是这些字句已经有更改、加添或是减少。
Positive separation unto the Lord demands following His words as they are.
就是说，我们归向这个这个上帝的话语，那么就要遵从上帝的话。
Then in Joshua 1:8,
约书亚第一章的第八节。
Again, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. That's positive separation to the Lord and His Word.
这个是积极的分别哈，就是归向那个向着这个上帝的话语啊而分别为圣。
It doesn't say meditate day and night once a year.
你要昼夜的思想，不是一年一次。
But day and night, every day.
就是每天哈昼夜的去思想。
The purpose of thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
所以你才会谨守遵守这个书上所写的一切话。
This is positive separation under the Lord and under His words.
这个就是积极方面的分别哈，就是遵守他书上所写的话。
It says if that's the case, our way will be prosperous, we'll have good success.
然后你的道路就能亨通，你的凡事都能顺利。
What if we don't meditate day and night?
如果没有我们没有昼夜的去思想。
Possibly there will not be good success, will not be prosperous. So positive separation unto the Lord and to His Word.
这个是积极方面的分别为圣啊。
2 Samuel 22:23. It says, all His judgments were before me, and as for His statutes,I did not depart from them. That separation unto the Lord, not departing from His word, His statutes.
就是不离开离弃他的话语，他的律例。
That's 2 Kings 23:3.
往下23:3.
And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and keep His statutes, His testimonies.Keep His testimonies and statutes with all their heart and all their soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in the book, and all the people stood to the covenant.
要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言，众民都服从这约。
So this is Old Testament, but the principle can be applied today as well.
这个虽然是记载在旧约，但是它的原则还可以应用在我们今天的生活当中。
Separation unto the Lord is to follow His words.
据说要分别为圣，要遵守上帝的话语。
All that is written in the book.
这个就是所说的。
So King Josiah pledged himself and his people to be positively separated unto the Lord.
这个是那个这个国王哈，约西亚他自己宣告说他要分别为圣，也要遵守上帝的律例典章。
Then in 1 Chronicles 28:8
G 下面就是带上28:8。
David talked to his son Solomon and all the people of Israel.
28:8。
I said, Thou therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God.
现在因在耶和华的会中，以色列众人眼前所说的，我们的神也听见了。Notice,
keep and seek all the commandments, not just a few, but all the commandments of the Lord.
你要遵守，寻求耶和华你的神，遵守他一切的诫命，不是有一些命令，乃是一切。If
we're genuinely desirous to be separate unto the Lord,
如果我们真正的愿意来顺从，要分别为圣，遵从上帝的话语。We
must seek all of His words and meditate on them and keep them.
我们要寻求他的话语，要昼夜的思想他的话语。The
purpose that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
28章的第8节的下半段。 你能承受这个美地，遗留给你的那个子孙，永远为业。So
these are some of the scriptures that tell us positive separation unto the Lord and His Word.
据说我们要分别为圣，我们要遵守上帝的话语。Now
let's look at separation regarding Jewish customs.
第8页是关于这个对着这个犹太人的这个风俗习惯的分别。First,
separation regarding days.
A 就是讲关于这些日期。There
were certain days that the Israelites had to respect.
据说有一些犹太人他们要遵守的这些节期，这些日期。For
instance, Sabbath days.
第一就是这个安息日。The
weekly Sabbath is mentioned many times, as like Saturday.
在那个旧约讲到这个安息日，就是礼拜六。
The Israelites would do no work on that day, since God rested the seventh day of creation.
因为上帝在创世的时候，第七天休息，那么犹太人呢，他们在那一天就不能做任何的工作。For
instance, no fire was to be kindled on that day.
据说那天不能点火。Now,
under the day, age of grace, we're under the Lord's day, not the Sabbath Saturday, but Sunday, the first day of the week.
在这个恩典的时代，我们要 遵守这个安息日，不是像这个犹太人所做的这些事情。But
the Jews of the Old Testament had restrictions on that day, and they had to be separated on Sabbath days.
因为犹太人在这个遵守这个安息日的时候，要做的这些的规则有很多的限制。Now
the Lord Jesus was not bound by the Jewish Sabbath.
那主耶稣没有受这些安息日的这些规定哈。
He wrought miracles and healed on the Sabbath day.
他甚至在安息日的时候医病。And
the Pharisees were very angry.
所以这些玛利赛人就很生气。He
said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath.
他据说我是安息日的主。He
changed the Old Testament Sabbath day and threw it away.
他就把这个旧约所遵守的这些安息日应该做的事情把它。And
now under the age of grace, we worship on the first day, not the seventh day. First day of the week.
在恩典的时代当中，我们敬拜主就是一周的开始第一天，就是主日，崇拜天。Some
people call it the Christian Sabbath.
据说这个是基督徒的那个安息日。I
don't think that's a good name for Sunday.
这个也不是说主日的这个好的名字。It's
the Lord's day.
这个是主的日子。Some
people are against our worship on the Lord's day.
有一些人也反对这个主日。Some
people say, oh, we got that from the Roman Catholics.
他说我们是遵从这个天主教的所规定。No,
we did not get that from the Roman Catholics.
我们不是从那个罗马天主教。We
got that from the New Testament.
我们是从这个新约的教导。Lord
Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week.
主是那个主日在那边复活。At
Sunday.
这个是主日礼拜天。And
the first Sunday after the resurrection, the Lord appeared to his disciples in the upper room.
据说主耶稣在那个楼房上面呢，向他们显现主耶稣复活以后。Remember,
Thomas was not there the first time.
我们知道第一次那个多马不在。The
next week, the first day of the week, Sunday, the Lord Jesus appeared again to his disciples.
在一个礼拜以后，那个主耶稣又再次的复活。And
Thomas was there that Sunday.
那么那天多马在。And
then in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, it says the offering should be collected on the first day of the week.
就是在哥林多前书的第16章讲到那个捐献的事情，就是那个主日。
Christians in the New Testament worship on the first day of the week, Sunday.
在十一月以后呢，就是基督徒呢，敬拜的时间就是礼拜天。
That was not from the Roman Catholic Church anyway.
这个不是跟那个罗马天主教有关。
It's biblical and scriptural.
这个是在从圣经中的事情。
Now there are some people that are Old Testament. They say we've got to worship on the Sabbath, the seventh day.
那么有一些就遵从那个旧约的那个做法。
We don't believe that's right.
我不相信这个是对。
There's seventh day Adventists that worship Saturday.
那么第七天哈是。
We think that's wrong. There are even seventh day Baptists.
还有那个第七天的这个安息这个那个进行会。
Some worship on Saturday that we think that's wrong as well.
那有一些是礼拜六做礼拜。
Because if you're under the Sabbath, you're under all the laws of the Jewish Sabbath.
因为你如果是遵守这个安息日，这个礼拜六呢，你就要遵守这个安息日所定的这些的律法。
You can't have any fire. You can't cook on the Sabbath.
你礼拜六不能煮饭。
You can only walk a few miles on the Sabbath.
你也要走路。
Various things you can't do. If you're under the Sabbath, you've got to follow all the Old Testament laws.
你如果是遵守这个安息日，礼拜六
你就要遵守。Can't drive your car too far. You can't go to the store. You can't buy anything on the Sabbath.
你礼拜六完全不能买东西。
If they really want to put themselves under the Old Testament Sabbath, they've got a real problem.
那么如果他要说是礼拜六做礼拜，那么你就要完全遵守这个犹太人所做的这个礼拜六所设定的这些法律。
But we're under the age of grace and worship on the first day of the week because that's where the apostles worshiped. Resurrection Day of our Savior.
但是我们是属于这个恩典的时代，那么我们遵守这个纪念主的复活，就在主日的时候来纪念主。
And separation regarding feast days for the Old Testament Jews.
第二讲到这个节期的事情。
In Leviticus 23, there are seven feast days of Israel.
我们知道在利未记23章所提到的这个有七个节期。
They had to separate themselves to those feast days under Israel's law.
那么以色列的规矩，你就要遵守这七个节期。
First, the feast of Passover.
第一就是逾越节。
14th day of the first month was Passover.
就是第十四个月。
Lord Jesus,
第十四天。
Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
那么主为我们的牺牲。
The Jews had to keep also the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那么他们也要遵守这个无酵的这个
Which was after the Passover.
这个节期。
And then the Feast of First Fruits.
还有初熟果子的节期。
And the Feast of Pentecost.
还有五旬节。
They had the separated Feast of Trumpets.
还有那个吹角的这个节期。
Feast of Atonement.
还有那个赎罪日。
Feast of Tabernacles.
还有祝棚节。
These were separated days, holy unto the Lord, in the Old Testament.
这个是上帝所这个是分别为圣啊。
People have used these as illustrations of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us.
他们用这些是一个例子。
I believe it's a good way to refer to these.
就是我们要提到这些的节期。
Passover.Means the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary.
逾越节就是主耶稣钉在十字架上，为我们。
John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world."
那个施洗约翰说，看了上帝的羔羊，除去人的罪孽。
Day of Unleavened Bread speaks of His burial.
这个无酵饼呢，据说是那个主的那个安葬。
Three days and three nights in the grave, He was buried.
有三天。
He's the first fruit speaks of His.Bodily resurrection.
那么这个初熟的果子是可以代表是说那个他的那个肉身的复活。
And 50 days later, the Pentecost.
五十天以后就是这个五旬节。
Speaks of the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
讲到圣灵的降临。
Feast of Trumpets speaks of the rapture. The trump shall sound and the saints will be raised.
这个吹角的那个日期呢，节期呢，据说在当时候，那么主再来是那个吹角的声音。
Feast of Atonement speaks of the tribulation, atonement, 7 years of tribulation.
这个赎罪的这个日期呢，据说这个七年的灾难。
Feast of Tabernacles speaks of the millennial reign, 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到祝棚节是这个千禧年的事情。
So these were separated feast days.
这个是分别为圣的这些节期。
And then there was a separation on the day of Jubilee.
也讲到这个第三，讲到这个禧年的日子。
Every 50 years of the Jewish catalog, there was a day of jubilee.
这个五十年，每五十年呢，他们就要庆祝这个喜年。
All the land that was owned by the original owner went back to him in 50 years.
这一天呢，全部的那个地呢，就要归回给那个主人。
Leviticus 25 mentions the details of the jubilee.
利未记的二十五章哈，特别提到这个喜年的事情哈，那个细节都记载在这一章。
There's a separated day under the Lord for the Jews.
就是这一天是分别为圣。
And many people didn't operate that way.
那么有些人不相信这样。
And God judged them.
所以上帝就惩罚他们。
Another separation regarding diet or eating.
B 就讲到这个饮食吃的东西的分别。
The diet, the general regulations and restrictions are given in Leviticus 11.
就是在利未记的第十一章哈，讲到这个普遍性的这些的限制哈，关于食物的事情。
God separated them as far as what they ate.
就他们要吃什么东西。
The beasts of the earth, only those that parted the hoof and chewed the cud.
那么应该吃什么东西都记载在这些的经文。
The animals that had two stomachs.
有那个有两个那个肚子。
And as far as the fish of the sea, they were only to eat those that had fins and scales.
据说他们要吃的这些鱼呢，据说要有那个鳞。
Pork was not eaten because though it had split hoof, it did not have two stomachs, did not chew the cud.
那么不可以吃那个不洁净的那些动物。
Fish of the sea, they couldn't eat catfish.
猪肉，那么鱼不能吃那个catfish.
They don't have scales, it just has fins.
因为他们没有那个鳞。
These are Old Testament separation of the diet.
这个是在旧约所记载的这些关于食物的限制。
And any of the fowls and birds that creeped, they couldn't eat.
这些在爬的这些动物也不能吃。
Creeping things of any kind were unclean.
因为这些是不洁净的东西，这些爬。
And because of that, they could escape many dreaded diseases.
因为你如果遵守这些有限制的这些饮食呢，能帮助我们免去得到这些很可怕的这些疾病。
Because as you know, some of these animals ate dead flesh.
因为这些动物呢，就是他们所吃的是那个死掉的那些动物。
And if that animal that died had disease, you could pick up that disease.
因为你吃这些东西呢，你就不洁净啊，吃那些不好的东西。
Then eating the blood was very definitely forbidden.
在圣经中呢，第二讲到这些流血的这些东西呢，不可以吃有血的东西。
Saul didn't have any question about the sin of people eating blood.
有那个问题吗？关于这个吃的东西有那个血？
God told his people that blood was to be separated wholly for sacrifices, not to eat it.
就是不能是献祭的，不是来吃的。
As it says in Leviticus 17:11.
就是利未记的第十七章十一节。
For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
就是第十七章第十一节。
And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls.
就是因为活物的生命是在血中，我要把这血赐给你们，可以在那个坛上为你们的生命赎罪。
It is the blood that makes an atonement for your soul.
因为血里有生命，所以可以能赎罪。
If our forebears had known the Bible, they would not have had bloodletting.
据说，如果我们这些人知道这个圣经的教导关于这个血的事情
，We're told that in President George Washington's day, for example, they bled people.
就是好像那个华盛顿在做总统的时候，那个人的血。
They thought sickness was in the blood, and they just bleed him, and sickness would go.
据说得到那个病哈，就以为他如果这些血流出来就会好。
They should have read the scripture that the life of all flesh is in the blood.
据说那个血里有生命哈。
And also, it's sad that John MacArthur despises the blood of Christ.
就是那个 John MacArthur 这个牧师，他也反对这个血的这个事情。
He says the blood is just a metonym or figure of speech for death.
这个血就代表那个死亡。
And so,
is 那个比喻。
he doesn't think that Christ shed his blood for the remission of sins, and it's not blood, it's just he died.
他不相信这个血要流下来来赎罪我们的生命。
That's not true. Blood is not simply a figure of speech for death.
这个血不是说一个象征性。
Blood is haima, which is the Greek word for blood.
这个就是在希腊文是那个血。
Death is thanatos, that's the Greek word for death.
这个是原意，就是原文，就是说那个血。
And what did they do in the Passover lamb?
就是那个那个逾越节的那个羔羊。
Exodus 12, Exodus 14, they slew the lamb and died. The lamb died.
他们在那个出埃及记十二章十三章所说的哈，这个羔羊要被杀，要流血。
They took the blood and put it on the top and side post of the door.
他们要把这个有时候流的下来的血哈，那个插在那个门框上。
Two elements, separate elements, not the same at all. Separate.
是两个不同的那个element 哈，那个东西。
Then there's special cases of diet in the scriptures.
还有第三我们下面三百三四十八行的那个东西是关于要分别出来，这个是特别的情况。
First Kings 13,
这个往上第十三章。
A man of God came to Judah to pronounce a curse upon Jeroboam's altar.
因为有一个神人，他从那个犹大出来，要宣告那个咒诅关于这个耶罗波安的这个祭坛。
He was told by God not to eat anything.While in that city of Bethel.
第十三章的第九节，他说他上帝吩咐他说不能吃任何的东西，在那个波多利的这个地方。
So that separation regarding eating and food.
这个就是分别出来的这些的食物。
And then in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8.
但以理的第一章第八节。
Daniel separated himself from the food of the king because of the pollution in that food.
但以理呢，他把他吃的东西跟那个国王的食物分别出来，因为他知道这个确实是被污染。
Says Daniel purposed in his heart not to eat of the king's meat.
那么但以理决定说不吃这些的东西。
Nor of the wine which he drank.
然后国王所喝的那个酒。
So separation of drugs is eating and drinking.
这个是关于吃喝的那个的分别。
In Romans 14:21and First Corinthians 8:13.
下面的那个是罗马书第十四章二十一节跟那个哥林多前书八章十三节。
Paul suggested separation from certain foods offered to idols.
因为献给那个偶像的那些食物呢不可以吃。
That would give an offense or weaken fellow Christians.
因为给那些比较软弱的那个基督徒受影响。
And so that was separation in regard to diet.
据说这个是关于食物的分别。
And the separation regarding property.
然后接下去第九页的哈的 C 就关于这个地产这些财产的东西要分别出来。
Certain property had to be completely separated unto the Lord.
因为有一些地图那土地呢要分别为圣，是归于上帝的。
For instance, Leviticus 27.
那个立位记的二十七章十四节。
Both houses and fields were dedicated and separated unto the Lord.
因为这些房子这些地产呢要归于上帝。
If it's separated to the Lord, the price would be reckoned according to the day of Jubilee.
据说这些地产跟这些房屋呢要分别为圣，因为这个价钱呢已经是按照那个禧年所定的这个筹算。
And the price would be wholly given to the Lord's work.
这个完全在这个数目是归于上帝的工作。
And there's separation of land to the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么给这些支派的这些奴隶呢，也要分别出来。
He separated districts for each of the 10 of the 12 tribes.
那么把它分区就是约书亚十三章到十九章，每一个支派所得到的这些地。
With the exception of the tribe of Levi.
除了那个利未支派。
Because Levi had Levitical cities and cities of refuge.
因为这些利未人呢，他们有自己的城市，他们也有这些。
Joshua 21 mentions 48 Levitical cities.
因为约书亚二十一章已经提到有四十八个这个利未人的那个城市。
They were taken from each of the different tribes of Israel.
因为他从每一个支派有分别出来。
Of these 48 cities, six were separated, called the cities of refuge.
那么从这四十八个立位的支派当中呢，有六个城市是指定为那个逃城。
And if somebody sinned or killed someone, they fled to the cities of refuge.
因为如果有人杀人的这个事情，他们就可以逃到这个地方去。
And there was a trial held to see if that person that had slain someone was innocent or guilty.
然后他们还在那边来审判他们是不是他们的是有罪或是无罪。
And the avenger of blood could not kill that person who had fled to the cities of refuge.
因为他们如果逃到这个城市，他们就不能定他们罪。
And if he killed by accident, he still had to stay in that city of refuge.
就是说他们无意中意外的发生这个。
Until the death of the high priest.
等到他那个祭司哈。
Now they had those on the eastern side, three, and on the western side, three cities.
在东边、西边都有三个城市。
On the west side was Kadesh, Shechem, and Hebron.
在那个西边呢，约旦河的西边呢，有基底斯，有实践跟那个希伯伦。
On the western side of Jordan were Bezer, Ramoth, and Golan.
在东边呢有比色，还有拉摩跟那个哥兰。
Eastern side for eastern side.
就是这些六个城市成为那个逃城。
Then in Joshua 20 verse 9.
在约书亚二十章的第九节。
There's the purpose of the city's refuge.
这个城市逃城的那个有。
These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourneth with thee, that whosoever killeth any person and unawares might flee thither. The book of Hebrews says that we have a refuge. The Lord Jesus Christ is the refuge of those of us who are saved according to God.
在希伯来书也说，我那个主是成为我们的避难所，我们的逃城。
We fled for refuge into Christ if we're saved.
我们逃到那边蒙他的拯救。
Then there's separation regarding disease and sanitation.
第一就是关于这些疾病、这些卫生这一方面的分别。
Disease was very prevalent in many areas.
因为这个疾病带来了很多的问题。
But in the wilderness, God made use of the principle of separation regarding disease and sanitation.
在那个旷野的时候，他们漂流的时候，上帝要使用这些的原则来避免这个疾病这个传染等等。
God said sort of a miracle in the 40 years, not any of the diseases of Egypt would be upon the Israelites.
你看到那四十年的时候，他们没有得到这样的那个疾病。
It kept them healthy for 40 years.
上帝保守他们，使他们有健康的身体。
There's a separation regarding leprosy, the disease of leprosy.
第一是关于这个得到麻风病的这些，应该要分别出来。
Leviticus 13 and 14, the principles of separation from leprosy were laid down very clearly.
在立位记的十三跟十四章啊，讲到这个原则，这些要分别出来的，关于这个的麻风病的很详细的都列出来。
If a leper had leprosy, he had to appear before the priest.
得到麻风病的人要先在那个祭司面前。
If it was found to be leprosy, he was shut up.
如果他知道，他们发现说他得到这个麻风病，他们就跟别人分开。
He was separated from the rest of the congregation to prevent contamination.
他就要从其他的人来分开出来，因为分别出来，因为来避免这个传染病。
Even the clothes and the houses were purified of a leper.
甚至他们的衣服、他们的家都要洁净。
It's a good picture of how we should be separated also.From wickedness.
据说他们能从那个心恶的事情分别出来。
Another separation regarding issues.
这个还有那个立位记的第十五章。
Leviticus 15. During the menstrual period, the women would be separated, set apart.
就是这个血的事情呢，那么要分别出。
The other issues also were listed. Some correspond maybe to venereal diseases of today.
那么讲到那些传染病哈。
Then separation from corpses of those that have died.
第三呢，就是那些尸体哈，可以分别出来。
In number six, we read about the Nazarites.
民数记第六章提到这个拿撒勒人。
There's a man that was, or a woman that was separated from many things and unto the Lord Himself.
据说他们要分别出来。
Given very special rules.
他有一些特别的原则。
And one of them was he could not go near or touch dead bodies.
据说哪些人不能接近或是摸到那个尸体。
He was separated even if his mother and father died, he could not go and touch their body.
甚至他父母亲或是家人过世也不能跟他们接触。
Or if his mother or sister or brother, any of them, he could not go and touch them.
据说民数记的第六章六到七节，他们要分别为圣哈，不能跟这些父母亲或是家人过世的人有接触。
And separation regarding miscellaneous customs.
还有一呢，就是这些其他的这些风俗习惯。
Various things that perhaps to us appear foolish, yet God called us to separate from these things.
所以我们看起来好像很愚蠢啊，但是这个是那个上帝所特别交代的事情。
First, separation from mixed animals.
就是分别出来关于这些不同的这些的动物。
Israelites were not to plow with an ox and an ass together.
据说他们不能同时用那些牛或是那些驴。
An ox was clean, the ass was unclean.
因为那个牛是洁净的动物，那个驴是那个不洁净的动物，他们不能放在一起在那边耕种。
He was not to let his cattle gender with diverse kinds of breeds.
那么他的这些牛呢，也这些的是。男的、女的哈，这些性别呢，也不能把它混在一起哈，这个种类要分开。
God wanted even his cattle and other animals to be pure and not mixed up.
因为上帝要这些的牛呢，这些其他的动物要洁净，不要混在一起。
So purity even of the animals God wanted and expected.
甚至上帝对这些动物哈要分别出来，已经有这么清楚的教。
That separated regarding mixed.
还有这个不同的这个种子。
He was not sow seeds with different kinds of plants, different kinds of seeds.
据说不同的那个植物这些seed哈，这些种子不能放在一起。
Other questions?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you repeat the verses regarding Lord's Day? That'sIn New Testament time, should be set on the first day of the week?
There were two or three different places where we see that.
那么在圣经中至少有两三个地方的经文有提到。
The first one is the date of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说主耶稣肉身的显现的肉身复活的那个事情，那个日期。
He did not rise on the Sabbath, seventh day, but on the first day of the week, Sunday.
就是说那个主日，那个主耶稣的复活。
The second issue is when did the disciples meet?
第二个，据说这个使徒们什么时候在一起呢？主复活以后。
After the bodily resurrection of the Lord, what day did they meet on?
他们哪一天在那边聚在一起呢
？It says they met on the first day of the week.
就是他们一周的开始，第一天。
And、Thomas wasn't there the first Sunday after they met.
那么第一次的时候，那个多马不在。
So as if to repeat, God said, "All right, let's have another meeting on Sunday."
所以主说另外一次哈，就是那个七日的头一日。
First day of the week, and Thomas was there.
那么那一个时候，那个多马已经在了。
Remember, Thomas says, except I put my fingers into the print of his nails and put my hand in his side, I will not believe he's bodily raised.
据说这个多麻怀疑哈，除非我把我的那个放在手哈、指头哈、指做他的那个肋旁，我不相信。
The second Sunday when they did meet, Thomas was there. The Lord Jesus appeared. Thomas, reach hither your finger.
那么主就对那个多麻第二次多麻在的时候，据说你可以摸。
Thomas did not reach hither his finger.
我们深信那个多麻没有这样的指头要摸。
Thomas did not thrust his hand into the side of our Lord.
他没有把他的手啊摸着主的身体。
Thomas was convicted of the sin of disbelief.
因为他就是被这个被责备哈，因为他有那种不信的恶心。
And he said, "My Lord and my God."
他是说我的主，我的神。
Those that deny the deity of Christ, there it is.
他如果否认耶稣的神性，就在这边哈，很清楚的指出来。
Those that say that never in the New Testament is the Lord Jesus called God.
那么有一些人说，在圣经中没有，从来没有称耶稣是那个神。
There it is.
上帝。
Clearly, my Lord and my God.
那个多马说，我的主，我的神。
Then the other thing for the first day of the week, not only the resurrection and the meeting of the disciples twice, but the collection for the believers.
就是第三处，就是他们收集这个奉献啊，那个捐献。
I believe it's 1 Corinthians 16.
是那个哥林多前书的。
First two or three verses.
第十六章哈，最后。
Paul said, "I command you on the first day of the week." That's Sunday.
就是每逢第七天的第一日。
Let everyone lay aside as God hath prospered him.
就是你就是个人要照自己的景象来抽出来留存。
And let there be no gatherings when I come.
就就是第三节所说的。
In other words, they were to take the collection of the offerings when they met. On the first day of the week, on Sunday.
收集这些奉献，然后带到那个去。
So those are the four different instances in the New Testament.
就是这有三四处的经文啊，讲到七天的第一日，七日的第一日。
Is there further question on that one?
还有。
I have one.
Oh yeah.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 36. Mm-hmm. He said. Just one part said, on the eighth day shall be the holy convocation unto you. What does that mean, the eighth day? Does that mean Monday? 我弟兄就是说《利未记》的第二十三章的三十六节，他说第八日当守圣会，这个第八日是不是礼拜一啊，还是礼拜天？
What is the feast in question there? What feast?
I mean the eighth day.
What does it say, the feast of Moses? Is the Feast of Tabernacles?
Yes,
Feast of Trumpets?
Feast of Tabernacles.
是祝棚节吗?
Tabernacles?
Yes.
So the first, they had 7 days. Read what the verse says, please.
This says, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. The eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you.
Probably in the Old Testament, the 7 days wasn't necessarily the eighth day wouldn't necessarily be Monday.
Yeah, 可能在那个旧约哈，他们算日期第八天可能不等于是星期一。
I think whenever they started, 7 days, whatever day they began.
所以他定了那个时间哈。
Does it say that the day that they began the feast was to be on the Sabbath?
有人说祝棚节是从那个安息日开始。
To say on Saturday the Sabbath, on 23 of Leviticus.
这个《利未记》二十三章有没有提到这个事情
？What day of the week do they begin? Did you say? See, those were monthly days, like the first month or and the 14th day of that month, whatever.
就是他们按照犹太人的日历哈，就是第一月跟可能我们的所算的日期不一样。
That was 15 days of the seventh month.
Yeah, whatever day that was, see, they didn't go by days of the week, but it was days of the month.
他们是按照那个月哈，哪一个月？
All right, and the other was yes, back there.
Me?
Huh?
On the feast days, you actually explain this feast of this feast days corresponds to. for example, like Feast of Tabernacles, mean it implies the millennium, right?
Yes.
So I wonder whether can you, because I guess I did not write down. So could you repeat one more time each of the feast days referred to in the New Testament time?
Okay.
请他在重复哈刚才所说的这个几个节气哈，是可以当做是代表什么？
Yeah, these are not in the scriptures. These are what people have thought they represented, and I think it's.
至于虽然在圣经中没有这样说哈，但是可以有人说这样可以代表
这个东西。The first feast of Passover was the feast of the Lord Jesus' death on Calvary.
At Calvary.
Calvary.
在哥哥他吗？
That's pretty clear because
这个逾越节这个就很清楚。
John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world."
这个约翰四喜，约翰说那个上帝的羔羊哦，赎我们的罪。
1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Christ our Passover is
那个主耶稣是那我们那个逾越节的那个羔羊。
And then.The next day after, several days after, is the Feast of the Day of Atonement, which we believe the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement is the burial. Okay.
No. Atonement. Day of the. Wait a minute. No.
I thought you were going.
What's the second one? No, not
that. Unleavened bread.
I'm sorry. Unleavened bread. Yes. Unleavened bread. Burial. Yes.
这个是讲到那个埋葬。
At 3 days and three nights in the grave.
How many believe it? 3 days 3 nights.
Many believe, I believe falsely, that the Lord Jesus was crucified on a Friday and raised on a Sunday.
那么有人相信说主耶稣是礼拜五哈被钉在十字架上。
Many people falsely worship this Good Friday.
那么有一些人就是说这个受难节的这个日子。
This is biblically false, because the Lord Jesus Himself said.
那因为主耶稣很清楚的说。
As Jonah.3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish.
这个约拿三天三日在那个鱼的那个。
So the Son of Man shall be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
主耶稣要三天三夜。
72 hours.
应该是72个小时。
That can't be Friday.
所以不可能是那个礼拜。
Sunday resurrection.
然后礼拜天复活。
It has to be.Wednesday just before. Now, Jews began their day at 6 p.m.
那么犹太人的日期哈，算那个日期是那个晚上六点开始。
So if Wednesday, just before 6 p.m.
就是如果礼拜三的
crucifixion,
那定时
one minute after be Thursday very early morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Saturday at 6 p.m.72 hours.
所以这个就是可以说是才有72个小时。
Saturday at 6 p.m. one minute after would be the first day of the week.
就是这个六点下午六点零一分就是应该开始。
The Passover, unleavened bread, burial, and then the resurrection, first fruits.
就是这个first fruit 这个初熟的果子就是这个复活。
It was 3 days after the Passover.
因为是三天以后。
And then the 50 days.Feast, the day of Pentecost.
那么五十天以后就是五旬节。
The descent of the Holy Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost.
这个就是在五旬节的时候，五十天以后，主耶稣复活以后的五十天，圣灵降临。
Feast of Trumpets,
吹角。
The rapture of those that are saved.
就是被拣的。
Christ coming in the clouds to take away the saved.
因为主要来接我们属于他的被提的事情。
And then the day of Atonement, I believe that's next one, Atonement.7 years of tribulation on this earth.
这个赎罪日呢，这个是7年的那个灾难的时间。
The tabernacles, the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个祝棚节就是讲到千禧年。But these are not called the types, right?
No. These are just
representation, something like that.
People just sort of get a picture of those feasts. If you start with Passover, you end with tabernacles with.
这个只是代表性哈，不是等于预表哈，这个要很清楚。
Just a picture of people of five.
这个是给你那个图片，给你知道是说旧约的这些节气。
It's not in scripture, but those are
不是在圣经中。
Maybe fit into things.
据说人的那个思想哈，把
Any other questions?
Would you repeat again? The Feast of Atonement is 7 days tribulation?
Yes, 7 days.
Seven years.
Yes.
Start at
7,
at
12
o'clock.
1 o'clock, yeah. 1 o'clock. And next, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Okay.